USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Breaking news about the Brett Kavanaugh situation. Fox News reporting the FBI will not investigate him unless the White House demands it. Kavanaugh has been vetted numerous times over the years by the FBI for various positions he's held. A California woman claims he sexually assaulted her 36 years ago at a party in Maryland. Kavanaugh denies it. President Trump says he feels terrible for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
And a look now at your money. Stocks surging on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 184 points to close at 26,246. The NASDAQ up 60 points and the S&P 500 tacked on 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
One thing we know too well is that sunshine doesn't necessarily mean safety.
The governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, worrying about the people in his state returning prematurely to their flooded-out homes after Hurricane Florence.
Please, for your safety and the effectiveness of our emergency operations, do not try to return home yet.
As for the roads,
there are more than 1,100 road closures, including I-95 and I-40 still. Roads remain dangerous, and new road closings are still happening.
During a news conference at the White House with the President of Poland, President Trump defending his trade policies.
When you have $375 billion in trade deficits, and then many billions of dollars in other liabilities of all different types, you have to do something about it.
The president then reiterating a line from his Make America Great Again rallies.
We are the piggy bank to the world. We've been ripped off by China.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. Navy sailor has been killed in a flight deck accident. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
The Navy not saying much about what it describes as a mishap on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier. The Navy says in a statement the death occurred Monday on the USS George H.W. Bush. Commander Dave Hecht, a Navy spokesman, says it happened while the ship was out to sea. The cause of the mishap remains under investigation. He would only say the death was not related to weather and no other sailors were hurt.
Elizabeth Smart speaking out for the first time regarding the fact one of her kidnappers being released from a prison in Utah. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Wanda Barzee was an accomplice to the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart. Barzee is being released from prison on Wednesday after officials determined they miscalculated her sentence. Elizabeth Smart joined CBS this morning to talk about the release.
I don't know all the conditions of her release, but I have been reassured multiple times that she will be kept a very close eye on, and as soon as she messes up, which I've been reassured that she will be taken back to federal prison for the duration of the 5 years. I have been informed on who the agent is, who the federal agent is, who will be supervising her, and I do believe that he will do the job to the best of his ability. So I have faith in him. I just lack faith in her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.